It's time to take a listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday the 26th of May 2012. Island Life is our weekly magazine show focusing on Waiheke people, events and issues. It's brought to you every Saturday morning from 10 to 12 by the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirawa. On Saturday the 26th of May, Emma Boa Warner talked to Aladdis Sarin from the Kaleidoscope Productions show Old, James Kilpatrick from Green Space Landscaping, Tanya Batt from the Festival of Story, Hira Mons from Friends of the Street, and she spoke to seven visiting health workers from Vanuatu and Papua New Guinea.
And that crush there was
I can't believe this. I wanted to go home, and now I'm suddenly on Island Life as well.
Yeah, no, you didn't want to go home. You just wanted to hang around and pretend to be a radio groupie. Now you're choking yourself.
I am ill, and I shouldn't be here.
Really?
I shouldn't be allowed on air.
What's the matter?
I just got this shocking cold.
Don't sit so close to me then. I don't want your germs.
But, I might as well just keep on going because of all the rehearsals I have to do this.
Oh, all the rehearsals?
Yes.
Oh, because you're a busy man,
that's
I believe.
Right. I sing and dance these days.
I know. Just for those people that perhaps aren't fully aware of Elle's singing and dancing previous
anyone
career.
Anyone who looked at the golf news this week would be aware of it.
I've known Elle for a few years now, and I can honestly say that when he informed me about a month or so ago that he was singing and dancing and broke into a little bit of a routine in this very studio, I nearly wet myself laughing.
See that over there? See that over there? That's my comfort zone. I am so far out of my comfort zone now that I've just had to extend the boundary.
Oh, no. You are loving it. Stop pretending to be a grumpy old man because you're so not. Anyway, let's talk about the show.
Right. Well, I'm so into Kathy Ogletree at the moment. I never used to be because I always used to find her really scary.
Right.
When I used to drop Jay off late for rehearsals or, you know, for her previous productions, which have been, It's a Jungle out there, which was brilliant. And Kinder. Which was actually so long ago now, I can't remember it. But, I mean, the thing about her was that was like her first show when she got this Kaleidoscope thing together. And since then, her Kaleidoscope dancers have got better and better. So her shows are able to become better and better and bigger.
Right.
And she always used to scare me if I used to drop Jay off late for rehearsals. But now that I've been working with her because she asked me to be in the play, I think she's great. That means someone's texting in.
Yes. It's very annoying.
It's probably that phone there.
Yes, I'm moving it.
Is this working? I can't. I won't touch anything, but am I all right?
Yes.
Yeah, that sounds better.
There you go.
So this production now.
No. You're not scared.
No. So,
is that because you've become a lovey? Are you a lovey?
I'm never going to be a lovey.
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, singing and dancing.
No, I'm not a lovey. I'm just not a grumpy.
Oh.
As you know, I can't be doing with actors and I can't be doing with warm-up routines.
I do know that, yes. Having worked with you and tried to direct you, yes. I do know that.
I can't be doing any of that. And I think Kathy understands that about me. She's like, just come on and do your thing. So,
yes. One of our first conversations, actually, was what you don't do as an actor and what you don't enjoy. I'd only just met you 5 minutes before and it's like, okay.
Yeah. Right, so this production, Kathy, apparently, when she's not on the island making kids dance and bringing adults out of their comfort zone, is that she works in some old people's home and in over on the mainland.
Right, okay.
I think she's like a therapist of some sort. Maybe she gets old people dancing, I don't know.
Maybe she does. Mind you, with those hips, I'm not so sure.
She came...
Not Kathy's.
up with the idea... Yeah. She came up with the idea of getting the people in the residential home where she works to talk about their past. And as usual with old people, it's always about the war. You know, ever get like 70-year-olds say, oh, yeah, I remember the 1960s or the 1970s or the 1980s. It's all in the 1930s. So it's all of these.
That's when they were young.
I suppose it is, because I remember the 1980s and I don't remember much about the 90s or the noughties. So she's all of these characters have talked about the war. And evacuee stories, you know, with the bombing of London, all of the children were taken out
of
the country
away.
And sent to the countryside. So the main gist of the plot is the wartime remembrances as children sent off to the countryside.
Right.
So that's the basis. And then the rest of it is just people, some brilliant dance acts. And a couple of a lovely comedy routine that me and John Brown have put together. Comedy gold.
Comedy gold.
can you write 2 minutes worth of comedy gold, which we managed to stretch out to 5 or 6 minutes?
Right.
And
why am I not surprised with that as well?
It's marvellous. It's marvellous. It really is. You get to see me singing We Will Rock You.
Really?
Yes.
That in itself is enough to bring me to the show. Would you like to give us a little rendition?
I really wouldn't.
Well, you did earlier on in the...
Did I?
Well, last month you did, actually, yes. And you did this funky little dance routine.
There's tap dancing. There's lithesome 17-year-old nubile teenage girls in... What? They are! Doing their little dance with their show, is very sexy, and then lots of really
far too old.
Cool. I am, and you know that's the funny thing. I am actually too old.
They look at you as an old man.
One of them gave me a chair the other day because I was looking a bit poorly. And I wanted to say, shut up, I'm only 46. And then I realised what that sounds like to a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, that is old.
I might as well have been saying, shut up, I'm only 70.
Yeah, exactly. Anything over 30.
Absolutely, I am invisible. Yeah. I am invisible to those girls. Lots of cool school kids doing a brilliant dance routine. I really mean it when I say that the dancers have come on over the last 2 or 3 years.
Mm.
So it's going to be an all singing, all dancing, spectacular, fantastic lights, a really good set. I think it's just a pity that on the island, as usual, we're coming up against what looks like a couple of other really good things, like the Mikado.
Oh, looks, is it for the same sort of date?
Looks like worth a visit. And, of course, Tanya Batt storytelling. That's all happening, but I just think that they're all going to run
space,
for a week or so. They come and see all of them.
Yeah, there's space for all of them. So tell me the dates, because I've forgotten.
I don't know.
Okay, when's it on?
Well, the opening night is next Friday. There'll be a couple of shows next Saturday, and then Sunday, and then all again the weekend after. I don't think we're doing any shows during the week, but I might be wrong. But I do understand that it's all in the newspapers.
Right, okay. So we've definitely got 2 weekends worth of shows. So
yes.
Even if you do want to go, and I hope you do want to go and support the other artistic stuff that's going on over that week or two, there's plenty of time to fit both in.
I think so. Right. But this is the best thing that she's done yet.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And it's a jungle out there. Rave reviews. I mean, people were talking about that on the boat when we were commuting, and not just parents of people, I mean people that had gone to see it off their own bat. And it was a fantastic show.
I think
show.
This one's going to get the same. I'm so pleased to be in it, you know me. I was having a doze one afternoon because I was feeling a bit poorly, and the phone goes.
Recurring theme at the moment. I pity your poor wife.
She was at work, and the phone goes, and it's Adele. You know Adele.
Yes,
do you know
Adele?
And she's like, "Oh, Kathy wants you to be in. She just wants you to come along and just do like a minute, you know." And because often she has old actors on the island just fill in, you know, a minute bit between song and dance acts. And I'll do it then. I'll do it.
Can I just say, he said he'll do it, whereas it was not that long ago, I'm talking a couple of months, we were around for dinner and it was like, oh, that is it, I'm done, I'm never going on stage, never ask me to do anything with you again, I am so finished, actors, hate them all, hate drama, hate theatre, bah, humbug.
Absolutely, yep. That doesn't sound like anybody I know, but it may have been me, I suppose. I got the phone call, I turned up, Kathy gave me some song words to learn, and once I'd learnt them, and we'd also done a 3-way vocal harmony, she said, right, now let's... do it to dance steps. And instead of going into an incredible grump, I just thought I would embrace this.
Right.
So I've embraced it. And more importantly, everybody else in the cast has embraced it as well. It's going to be...
And that's fantastic. I just love the way...
It's going to be a good night out.
I love the way you're now peppering your conversation with... Yeah, once I'd mastered the 3-way harmony. Words I'd never thought I'd hear you say.
Indeed.
Right, well, fantastic.
Yep.
It sounds like it's going to be a great show. And I think the subject matter is really entertaining as well. I know I was, when my gramps were still alive, I would, and I was younger, I'd very much like to hear him and my grandma telling stories about when they were young. And for him, a big part of it was talking about stuff that went on during the war. Mm. He was a navigator in the fighter planes. So he has quite a few stories to tell, I'm sure. But anyway, this sounds great. So it's on next weekend and the weekend after. And
nine shows. I don't know when they're littered about, but 9 shows.
Yep, yeah, but all the details are in the paper.
Oh, yes.
Great. Okay, well, thanks very much, Al.
Well, no, thanks. And good luck with the next hour and 50 minutes of Island Life. Got some records with you, have you?
I've got heaps of stuff. Don't you worry.
Marvellous. Okay.
Wakey Radio.
I would like to welcome James from Green Space Landscapes, who is doing a funny thing with his tongue. We won't go there right now. Is that because you've been growing facial hair, James?
Yes. Well, it's amazing, isn't it? You probably wouldn't do that anymore, but
not
intentionally.
No. Hey, you, leave my facial hair out of it.
No, but you tend to scratch your chin a lot more when you've got facial hair, don't you?
Is that because it's itchy, or just because it's there?
I don't know. I suppose you get that sort of I'm thinking sort of scratching.
Oh, you're trying to look. Oh, I see. Yeah. You're trying to look ponderous.
Ponderous.
Right. Mm. I was going to say trying to look intelligent, but I didn't want to be that mean. It has been your birthday this week.
It has. Yep.
Did you have a nice birthday?
I had a really good birthday. Morning and evening, and I got a lovely card from Jack and my better half, and she so I've got a card and
so Jack, I'm just clarifying there, because it sounds like you're saying Jack was your better half. Jack's actually a beautiful baby boy.
He is. And then of course Chloe's the
better half.
The better half.
Yeah, we know that.
Mind you, we're all thirds now. If we're a family of three, then
I know.
Better third?
No, better half sounds agreeable still. I think that's still correct phraseology. But anyway. So, I'm not even sure if I finished your intro. James from Green Space Landscapes coming in to do your monthly plant of the month. Mm. Or your monthly gardening slot, which incorporates plant of the month.
I have a little bit in front and then we do plant of the month.
Exactly, yeah. We build up to it.
Everyone gets excited about plant of the month.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, I do. I get emails about it, actually.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Do you? Oh, brilliant. It's an absolute... it's one out of the box this month.
Oh, right. Mm. Oh, well, don't let's peak too soon.
No, not too soon. Well, really, basically, we're in May, as we all know. And,
do you want to just move the mic so you're more comfortable?
There. About there?
Well, move it to wherever you wish.
I'm a bit vertically challenged.
But, you just keep... Yeah, okay, that's fine.
All right, okay. So May, as probably everybody knows, the weather was... not too bad again, you know.
Not too bad.
We had an April, and the April was fantastic. And then, you know, it just shows, we are actually having quite a mild winter. Mm. You can see there's a lot of work, outdoor work, still going on around the island, and you know, and I'm seeing bulbs appearing, when they shouldn't be,
What knock-on effect will that have for other plants? Because, of course, that will affect birds, because birds feed from different plants and stuff like that. So it can have a really, really sort of big knock-on effect when plants... Thank you. Oh, see, he had a microphone blocking his view then. He was getting a bit uncomfortable. Yeah. But on a serious note, sort of plants flowering earlier can have an effect on the wildlife, obviously.
I'm not an animal expert, Emma, but I'd,
but
I'd,
I am.
But you are. But I'd say that as seasons sort of blur, and you get things happening not when they really should be doing. Mm. I mean, in some ways, it's a good thing for people because you might get a longer growing season.
Yes, true.
And on the edible front, but then on the flip side of that, you get more bugs, you get more pests and diseases.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just sort of clarify that I'm not really an expert. I'm an armchair expert. But research has shown that as this is happening and it's all to do with climate change, that as this is happening, that migratory patterns of birds are changing due to sort of the plants that are available at different times, or if they're not, then there's starvation can occur and wildlife can do really badly. But as well as that, there are the increased occurrences of bugs because insects that are not good for plant life, sort of lasting longer and travelling to places that they previously haven't done before due to weather pattern change.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, I think you're saying. And also the thing that really startled me the other day was I was talking to a chap about bees and about the fact that we have a decline in bees, and the opposite effect is we're getting sort of things we don't like. So things like the paper wasp.
Mm. They're everywhere. They have been everywhere this year.
They have been, and it's really good to see that there's a couple of businesses on the island starting up that eradicate that sort of thing. So
what's the deal with paper wasps? Let's just talk about that for a minute.
Well, paper wasps, because we have a lot of timber structures, and sometimes people just call them wooden tents, but you know, on the island, but they really are, because we have a lot of timber buildings, they tend to, or the wasp tends to thrive off the timber material, because what they do is they produce the nest, the paper, really, from timber material. So things like mulch. Things like sort of spare wood, you know, that's left around, you know, they do produce these quite impressive nests.
Yes, yeah, I've seen a few, yeah.
So really they, and they're a seasonal thing, which is a good thing, but they're also quite annoying, especially when you're, you know, you might have a wooden bench out in the garden and you're sitting down, you're having, you know, a relaxing time, and then all of a sudden you've got these rather long-legged insects bobbing around you, so you know they
that sting.
Yeah, they do, and they're not very nice either. I've been stung three or four times, and they even hide in hedges as well. So if you're trimming a hedge this winter, they may have gone by then, but you know, I had a colleague who got quite badly stung from a one in a Caro hedge. So that's a pretty common hedge around the island. Mm. So I think people just need to be really mindful.
They do. We've got one growing, or we did have, I'm not sure if it's still there now, and a plant outside our bedroom window, just growing on the underneath of a leaf. Sort of quite exposed, because I thought that they would only do it in places that were quite hidden, but this is relatively exposed to the wind at least.
I mean, so pests and diseases are still, you know, like even things like fungal problems, especially if you are living in a sort of a residential bush area and there are a lot of trees around and you've got these lovely fruit trees, they tend to have fungal problems and pest problems. So you've really got to keep on top of that this time of year. Mm. You know, that certainly is an issue. But really also, you know, thinking more about the garden,
Just pull the mic down a little bit, James. I think it's...
Down a bit? Okay. So really this month, if you've got plenty of time on your hands, you'll be definitely thinking about...
we're just having a little... studio on.
Right in front of the nose. There we go. So vegetables, guys. Okay, if you're looking at, we are in a warmish climate, so we could definitely be looking at potatoes, broad beans and cabbages. So I know there's a lot of people out there who are keen to get those sorts of plants underway. Roast dinners, you could start lifting your parsnip and your leeks and those sorts of things. So,
and swede, would swede grow then as well?
I think so. I'd have to check that, but possibly. But definitely, you know, things that...
parsnip and swede and stuff, I would have thought.
Fairly similar.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. And if you are looking for a bit of colour later on, you could definitely think about sowing poppies, carnations, snapdragons and sweet peas. And they're quite good companion plants with some of your perennials. Now, your perennials are probably going to be dying off at this stage. Or dying back. So this is also a really ideal month to start lifting, dividing, and getting a lot more plant for your money. Now, so for instance, if you had an iris, you could lift that now. You could separate them out into maybe three clumps. And replant.
Yeah.
And you will find that your $4.95 you've spent is tripled. So,
excellent.
Yeah, at this time of year, I mean, that's certainly.
So, what's the best way to split?
Well,
because there are some different ways, aren't there? Which way do you prefer?
It really depends on the plant. But I mean, if we were looking at something that has a wide or broad leaf, you really need to lift the whole plant with soil in the roots. And then you can take to it with a spade or even some secateurs just to separate it or tease it apart. And as long as that clump that you've separated has some roots on it, you'll find that it's quite, again, depending on the plant, it's quite easy to divide that out and replant. So if you've got a bare area in the garden and you've just turned it over and you've put a little bit of horse poo with it, and you're looking to actually expand your garden a little bit, that would be a really good thing to do right now.
Okay, great.
So, plant of the month.
What have we got this month, James?
Well, I've been thinking about fruit trees this month.
Oh.
And with the fruit trees, there's obviously been the apple harvest.
Yep.
And, sorts of things. You can see them all over the island. There's some really old trees. So I've been thinking about that. And also, more to the point, I've been thinking about the persimmon tree.
Yes.
Now, persimmon tree. Persimmon tree has a botanical name. It is, forgive my Latin once again, Diospyros cacci, or cacci. So that's Diospyroskaki. And that is means food of the gods.
Right, food of the gods. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So it is in fact a native of Asian regions, so China. And I really like this tree. And I'll tell you why I like this tree.
Do tell.
This tree is quite handsome.
Right.
Okay. So, it's pretty. It's also handsome. But it has a really nice shape to it.
Okay.
So if you are thinking of having a tree in your garden that's a feature and it's a slightly darker area and you want to lighten it up, now, the persimmon tree has a lovely autumn fruit, early autumn fruit. So it has a lovely light orange fruit on it. So, as you know with persimmons. But it can get to about 4 or 5 metres in height.
And it's pretty tall.
And it has a really nice conifer shape. Mm. So nice bushy at the bottom. It has a lovely top on it. And, with a tiny bit of training, you could make it look quite a nice feature of your garden. Lovely glossy green leaves. Obviously, it's deciduous, so the leaves will fall off.
Mm.
And they turn rather nice. And, you can see over the island the grapevines turning at the moment. And it just looks gorgeous. You've actually got a mini autumnal look, which is quite hard to find sometimes up here.
It is, isn't it, actually, in New Zealand? That's something I miss from the UK, the sort of autumnal colours. I believe down south, you have that more, don't you? But not up here so much. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, there's not many places you can, up here in the North Island, you can go and kick leaves, unless you walk under, maybe go into some of the bigger, more traditional parks in Auckland. But, it's certainly. I think this tree is lovely because it is the persimmon. It really could be something that you may have not thought of in your garden lineup. And obviously, you can use the fruit for eating. So
great. Okay, lovely. Talking about trees, my favourite fruit tree is the lemon tree. So is now a good time to plant one of those? Because we have. We have a new garden attached to a new house, so we were thinking about a lemon tree. Well, I've been thinking about a lemon tree. I can't honestly say my other half has been probably giving much thought to a lemon tree. Mm. He would like the lemon cake that would come with a lemon tree.
Right.
But anyway, yeah.
Well, I would probably think about planting of fruit trees from now.
Right.
Because as last month was a bit dry, this month it's getting better.
Yes.
So, definitely I'd think about doing that.
I think it's probably the right time to do that.
Yeah, and if I was going to choose a lemon that was going to be pretty sturdy, I'd choose a Meyer lemon.
Okay.
I mean, you could probably branch out to other citrus later, but
yes.
I mean, if you start off with a sort of a Meyer lemon, you can sort of, you'll feel like you're doing really well in the garden.
Excellent.
It's pretty forgiving.
Okay. What are you trying to say about my gardening skills there, James?
I don't know. I like trees that don't need too much work
attention. And, just carry on, but get on with being
exactly.
a tree.
A bit like the persimmon as well. You'll have this wonderfully shaped tree, and people think, "Gosh, you do such a lovely job pruning," but in fact, the tree's done most of the work for you. So.
Brilliant. Okay, thank you very much, James. Are we all done now? Did you have anything else you wish to share?
anything else I wish to share, apart from it being my birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday for Wednesday, James. No. Happy birthday. I believe you're having a high tea this afternoon.
I am. I am having a high tea this afternoon. So,
have you been baking this morning?
No. But I've been... We've got lots of bread.
Lots of bread.
To make sandwiches.
Oh, good. Yeah. And I'm bringing some dips.
Bring some dips.
I am bringing some dips, yes, from Island
Fantastic.
Bites.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, we'll catch you later.
Okay, thank you very much, James. As
no
always,
problem.
Interesting to talk to you. And we will see you next month with June's Plant of the Month. I would like to welcome to the show the lovely Tanya Batts. Hello.
Hello, Emma.
How are you?
Oh, we are full of stories as usual.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. We did actually preface our conversation before we came on air saying we'll actually try and keep it down to our limited time this time, because normally when Tanya and I get together on air, we can tend to talk, can't we?
Two women with the gift of the gab.
Exactly. So anyway, let's get straight to it. The 2012 Festival of Story, Trail of Tales.
I know, it looks intriguing, doesn't it? It's our seventh festival here on Waiheke
really?
Island. I know, it's amazing. We did it 5 years consecutively, and then in 2008 it became a biannual festival.
I remember.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Wow. Well, I've just been having a quick look at your booklet that you've put together and all the stuff that's on here. This is pretty comprehensive.
Ah, yes, it's a weekend chock-a-full of stories. And each time we have the festival, it's a little bit different, and that's, you know, part of the enjoyment of kind of imagining it, is that it is different each time. And our focus this year is on journeys, and you can see by the cover with all the different people kind of making their ways on bikes and horses, skateboards.
Buses,
you know, on boats.
Little dinghy boats.
That's right.
All the Loch Ness Monster in there, I think.
That's right. All Waiheke's preferred methods of transport.
Apart from the Loch Ness.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So tell us about where and when does it start? How can we get involved?
Okay, well, it all kicks off next Friday, the 1st of June, up at Artworks, which is, it's a kind of a special time. I mean, it's, you know, it's, everything's special, but really special in the sense that it's going to be our last big shindig up at Artworks, of course, because the 8th of June, we're all out of the studios and moving on.
I know, what a
Those
shame.
Were the days, my friends.
Those were the days. So I thought they'd never
end. Yeah, and they did, you know, when we got the...
we got the letters.
That's right, termination of lease. So, it's our last event at Artworks, as we know it, for the time being. And it's a great community event. It's 200 years since the Brothers Grimm first released their collection of fairy tales, very famous fairy tales.
Yeah.
Not many people necessarily know about the Brothers Grimm, but they do know about Snow White and Rapunzel and Hansel and Gretel and every kind of favourite fairy tale you can think of. Those brothers were probably
they
responsible.
They were involved.
They were involved in some way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So since the beginning of the second school term, we've had various groups in the community, the Waiheke Circus, the Red Shed, we've had an after-school Grimm's Club, the Waiheke Kindergarten, the high school students, one of the homeschool groups, all working on different Grimm's fairy tales, and on the Friday night they all come together in a fairy tale spectacular that will be held together by the fabulous Warwick Broadhead and Paolo Rotondo as the Grimm's brothers, as you've never seen them before, but they are incredibly grim and fabulously funny. We've also got the talented Steve Hollins of Stefano's fame and a wonderful performer in his own right, making an appearance as Hansel.
Oh, great.
And Kirsten Simons, she's going to be our Gretel.
Brilliant.
So we've got film, we've got circus, we've got puppetry, we've got theatre, we've got music, we've got fire. 5 o'clock, it's free.
Wow.
Come along, don't miss it. That's our spectacular kickoff to a weekend of storytelling.
Oh, fantastic. Mm. Is 4.5 months too young to bring to something like that?
No, no one is too old or too young for any of these events.
Yeah. Excellent.
You won't be asked for ID anywhere.
No, I'll just bring him along as my prop so that it looks like I've brought my child.
That's right. Yeah, I have this problem as well. That's why I have a lot of children with friends, so I can legitimately go along to events and not look too sort of odd.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, been there. Yeah. So that's the Friday
That's
night.
The Friday. And then what a project I've wanted to do for ages.
But hold on, just before you move off from that, whereabouts at the artworks. It's not where people will think you are, is it?
Well, you'll find us. We'll look fairly conspicuous. 5 o'clock in the courtyard we're assembling.
Right.
It's a movable feast.
Ah, great. Okay,
so we won't be in any one particular venue, but we're going to assemble in the courtyard to start
Brilliant.
Off with.
Okay, fab.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be there looking conspicuous.
No, not
That's
you.
Right. Yes. Not me, yes. Discreet, you know.
The wallflower.
That's right,
yeah.
Often wallflower. Tanya Discreet, wallflower. They all often, I've
they often
the
call you that.
That's
yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Moving on. Sorry, so go back on to your next bit.
But that's a good idea, Emma, telling people where things are. It's going to be that mysterious because the next day is a mystery tour.
Mm.
And again, these wonderful jaunts on Daisy, the double-decker ex-London bus. Oh, I've been looking for an excuse to use that bus forever.
I love that bus.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And it usually disappears in winter from Waiheke, but the very kind people at Robbie's, with a little bit of persuasion of the monetary kind, manage just leave their bus here, so that's fantastic. So we can use it on the Saturday, and we're going on two magical mystery tours from Artworks again. That's where we leave out the front here.
Yep.
10:30, we're going on the Great Story Scramble. And this is going to be, we're going to go to the four directions of Waiheke and collect stories for our story sacks. Beautiful story sacks, hand-stitched. Each child who comes on the bus will receive their story sack and make the journey around Waiheke to mysterious destinations to collect story artifacts and have a jolly good time with the crazy conductor, with the fabulous Bruce Davis
Goff.
That's yes. it. People with double barrel names. Now, I think you've got one, haven't you? I shouldn't have been too. I mean, good old Bat. I mean, how difficult is that to remember?
I only have a double barrel name because I couldn't get used to having somebody else's name.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. I see. Yeah, compromising.
Yeah, that's it.
2 o'clock. We're going hunting for a snark on the double decker bus. This is suitable for slightly older children, 7+, and adults, of course, because you don't have to have children to come on these events.
Right.
So again, leaving outside Artworks, hopping on the red double-decker bus with the crazy conductor. And I should say that Bruce's daughter, Jemima, is coming along as the condaughter.
Oh, is she the condaughter?
The condaughter and the conductor. And yes, we'll be taking you somewhere wonderful to see something wonderful and to eat something wonderful. But I can't say anything more because it wouldn't be a mystery then, would it?
It wouldn't be a mystery.
So
we need a mystery.
We need a mystery. We all like mystery. So it's $10 a ticket. And look, they're hotcakes. They're not going to be very many of those tickets left. In fact, they're being flogged off at the market as we speak. So you need to get in quick for these ticketed events.
Mm.
Yeah. So Saturday night's already sold out. Speaking of ticketed events.
The bedtime stories for grown-ups.
Yes.
I miss that every time.
You've got to be in quick.
I book for next year, I think.
That's right. We should get advance bookings.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, no, it's always a great night there. The Goldie Room are fantastic supporters. They always put on a sumptuous feast. And, of course, all I can say about my storytelling this year is that it will involve a hula hoop, a kettle, and not as many clothes as usual.
Oh, I'm going to be crushing that one.
That's right, yes, right. That's right, yes. Yeah. So Sunday, because you're picking up the pace now, we've decided that our Waiheke Island should make connections with our other islands. So we're going off to Rotorua Island.
Mm.
Some people think we're going to Rotorua, but let me just assure you we're not quite that ambitious. Not going to Rota Vegas. Rotorua from Oropu Wharf there. We're going on a high sea adventure to find the treasure of Charlotte Badger, who was in fact a real historical personage. Australasia's first pirate was sent out to Australia in the early 1800s on a holiday, courtesy of the British government.
Oh, yes.
You know, those holidays they were offering them?
Yes,
7-year ones.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
7-year and don't come back one.
That's right, sort of holiday. And she got involved in a mutiny off the coast of Tasmania on a ship called the Venus, and she and a group of convicts brought the ship over to the Bay of Islands.
Oh, wow.
So, Charlotte Badger. And she disappeared at that point.
As she would.
As you would, that's right. But I happen to know, because I have friends in high places, that she ended up down here in the Hauraki Gulf.
Ah.
And her booty lies over in Rotorua Island.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, so you'll be going to go and search for it.
Well, that's right. Well, you might know, the history of Rotorua. There used to be a lot of ex-pirates that went out there for holidays.
Oh, really?
That's right.
just to soak up a few rays.
That's right. Soak. Yeah, that's right. I'm soaked. But anyway, it's lovely. Rotorua is now open to the public. So that's a really big day because we leave at 9:30. We're not back to 5:30. We'll be hunting all over the island for treasure. We've got some fantastic pirates coming from Auckland. Festus McBoyle.
Oh.
How's that for a good pirate name?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I had no idea what that buzzing was there. We shall gracefully ignore it.
All right, ignore that one there. It was probably just a response to Festus because he's kind of like the Jack Sparrow of
Well, that's it. It probably was something magical coming up there.
That's it.
Some of the pirates going, they're not going to get my treasure.
This is it. They're very kind of, you know, canny like that, pirates. And Festus McBoyle, as well as being a, you know, a pirate of high caliber, is a musical pirate as well.
Oh.
And he and I think his it's a bit like I think his side companion is called Spotty Dick. It's a bit like, do you remember the British, you know, Master Bates and Captain Pugwash?
Oh, yes, of course I do.
I'm just wondering, actually, thinking about that. Anyway, it's a family day.
Family fun.
Family fun. Bring a picnic. Be prepared to walk the plank and probably the length and breadth of the island, and I'm going to have a fantastic day. So that's a ticketed event as well that you do need to book.
Yes.
And then...
For that one, though, just how young do you think you can bring children for that one?
We can bring them whatever age you like. What will happen in the course of the day, we've got the use of the old schoolhouse there, which will be HQ. And because it's a self-guiding treasure hunt, people can walk as far or as little as they like.
That's good to know, isn't it, for those ones with little feet.
That's right, And it's a beautiful island. There's lovely beaches.
I haven't been on it. We've stopped before because you used to stop sometimes when you go on the Coromandel. So it's full of rich history.
Oh, that's right. Mm. Few spirits haunting the place. Gin, vodka. Anyway, that's right. So, Monday, our grand finale. Waitapu wa heke out at Whakanefa. So this is a really special event. When I was away last year, I was in... maybe a dozen countries or more that people just couldn't drink the fresh water there anymore. And it's been said before, but water is the new liquid gold of our age. And this event is about raising awareness about water conservation and water preservation. And given that we're an island that takes our name from water and we're surrounded by it, and we're terribly dependent on the water that comes out of the sky, I think it's time to kind of, you know, really think about our relationship with waters here on Waiheke.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I got involved with a well dressing down in another island, the Isle of Wight, actually, last year. And I thought, what a really nice thing to do to establish that connection between the people who live in an environment and the environment itself, and kind of re-establishing the sacredness of that relationship. So, big thank yous to the Haraki Gulf Conservation Trust and the Auckland Council, because they've provided the sponsorship to make this a free event. Well, it's by Koha, actually. If you'd like to give something, we're always grateful. But so it's for the whole community to come along to. And in the morning, we're running a series of workshops. Mike O'Donnell, who's a wonderful clay worker and storyteller, is coming up from Pairoa. And then we've got some local talent, Dorian Brown and Paul Y. Ormsby and Jacqueline Josephs, who are all doing workshops around constructing and making and creating with natural materials. And at 11:30, all the things that we've created, we're going to go on a procession up to the Cascades and have a sharing up there, actually at the waterfall, before we make our way back for a picnic and a jolly good hoedown to the Soul Samba Circus.
Oh, fantastic.
You've got to come to the Soul Samba Circus.
Yeah.
I've always thought, what I really need to do at the end of every festival is have a good dance, and it's been missing. So we're going to have a good dance this year.
Excellent. Nothing better than a good boogie.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, well, this sounds fantastic. And then, of course, you've got the caravan moving around as well.
That's happening right at this moment. Mm. We've been at the markets. This is our third week, and we'll be there next Saturday morning as well. And Baraka has been project managing this particular event. And we've had all sorts of people come into the caravan and tell us their stories about how they came to be on Waiheke Island.
I've sat
in on a few of them, and honestly, I've just about been in tears myself sometimes.
Oh,
it's just so amazing. And everyone has their story to tell, and it's a story that we all tell at some stage about how we came to be here. It's part of our kind of social...
It's our history, isn't
That's
it?
Right.
How we connect with where we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I will definitely be popping down.
Oh, do come and tell us your story.
Yeah, we have a really cool story about how we got here. So as everybody's is important and cool to them, but we have a really cool one.
Well, we've had, you know, right from the children to some of the, you know, the older people who live on the island. It's fascinating, everyone's story about how they came to be there.
Absolutely, because it's just like what brings you to here.
Yeah.
And what journeys people have been on.
Mm. And we're really grateful to the community board and to Creative Communities for the funding for that project. It will be edited into a short film, and we'll have the grand opening, and of course at our Waiheke Community Cinema.
Right.
And you'll all be able to come along and see yourself on the big screen. Famous on Waiheke, as we say.
World famous on Waiheke. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, fantastic, Tanya. Well, that just looks action packed.
Mm.
My God, are you going to get any sleep in the next week or two?
Sleep?
Sleep. Sleep is only, for afterwards.
Only if some handsome prince promises to come and give me the kiss of life.
Absolutely. Well, who knows with your magical mystery tour what you'll uncover.
Well, this is it. I mean, you know what they say. I mean, you have to kiss a lot of toes to find a handsome prince.
Don't you just?
I'm sure I've done my time. Anyway, I should let people know for bookings, go to the website, www. I think there was one too many W's. www.onceuponanisland.info. So it's onceuponanisland, all running together, .info. And you'll find there a phone number you can ring and an email that you can, write to and make your bookings. And we're down at the market, of course, every Saturday morning where you can pick up tickets as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. Oh, fantastic. Well, I wish you all the best for it, Tanya. Quickly, before you go, where will we be able to find you after June the 8th, after we lose the artworks? Have you got anything to
say? Oh, yeah, we're going to become neighbours.
Everybody loves the neighbours.
Yes, you can see that neither of us really watched that one by our how well we knew the lyrics for that one.
Yeah,
so we're moving into the garage here.
Oh,
just out there. So that's
so you are. Yeah,
when we move out of the centre and my office down at Artworks, we're coming up here and this will be HQ. I mean, obviously, it's a garage, so it won't be quite like the story centre. But that's where
you'll be. But it's just going to be a springboard, isn't it?
It's our little kind of plan, an in-between plan.
Yes.
And it'll
yes.
keep us close
so
by.
So it's just really important to know that you're not going to be stopping doing what you do.
No.
It's still going to be carrying on.
Me? Stop?
Exactly. Exactement. But you're just going to be, you're in an interim phase where you're just going to need get some new space sorted.
That's right. Yeah, exciting times with that nice new library we're going to get.
Yes, very exciting. Mm. Listen, thank you so much for coming in. Pleasure, as always, to talk to you. The only reason we're going to have to shove you out is we've got the next guest coming in. Otherwise, we'd carry on until midday quite easily. But I wish you all the best for the weekend, and I will be bringing baby Theo along when I can.
Fantastic.
To come and get him used to seeing some fantastic performance that goes on the island. So thanks a lot.
Brilliant.
And good luck.
Thanks a lot, Emma.
Okay, bye.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
And I'd just like to welcome Heather from Friends of the Street into the studio. Hi.
Hi, my dear.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good.
You're looking very well today.
Oh,
may I say you're looking very stylish.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm off to Darn, actually, after here.
Ah, that's why you're so dressed up. You look lovely.
No, I'm always dressed up.
You are, aren't you? You are, yes.
I never
see you looking down and out like some of us do on a Sunday morning when it's like barely getting out of the PJs.
You should see me in the garden.
Okay, fair enough. But anyway, you're here today to talk about International Youth Week.
Yep. It is sort of the last day today and tomorrow.
Mm.
It is actually, we started about 2 months ago talking to our young people at the high school, mainly the peer sexuality team and also the prefects. And that was in conjunction with Living Without Violence and the Haora. And we thought, and we had experienced many, many times, if we, the women, mainly middle-aged Pākehā women who are working with young people, if we organize something, it doesn't seem to work. Nobody attends some activities. So we thought, no, we leave it up to our young people to actually do something.
Ah, interesting.
And organize it, because that gets much more publicity, young people talk to their friends. And
they've got a sense of ownership then.
They do. And it's quite an experience, actually, to step back if it doesn't work. It's not only for young people to actually take on ownership, but for us to actually step back and say, okay, if it doesn't work, if you don't do it, we are not doing it. We are here to help you, to support you, to remind you maybe, but yeah, no. And therefore, it is great. We had planned a few other things, and then some of these young people said it won't work because young people don't have the money to do all these things all over the week, the last week. They don't have the energy because their exams happening as well. And also they're not really that interested. Great. You know, that's feedback you need.
Well, you need to know these things.
Yeah. We organized, we talked to the movies, the cinema, and they put on yesterday a little bit earlier and cheaper, they put on the Hunger Games. That was one of the requests the young people had. Yeah.
Oh, great.
And so all our energy goes into tomorrow.
Let's talk about that.
Yes, okay. Skate park.
Yeah.
The skate park is really busy at the moment. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Well, I actually haven't seen it. I have been hearing lots online about what's going on with local artists and stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of families are using it since it has been upgraded. It's great. So we have quite a few things happening. I actually have a program Lisa sent to me. It's under the motto, Love the Skin You Are In.
Oh, great.
And that came from our young people as well. So Levi Hawken, the Nick Minute Man, is coming over. I don't know. Have you heard of him?
Yes. Nick Minute.
He's coming over. He's a skater, quite a well-known skater, quite a good skater. So he is bringing some friends and they will do a show, some performances.
We
have a competition with our young people. And also talk about or speak about against bullying because he has been bullied a lot in his life.
Right.
So definitely he is there. Then we have some young bands, school bands, and young teenage musicians. So they will be playing. It's happening from 12 to 4.
Right.
We have some food stalls. And we will be doing Lyndall actually from the Red Shed.
Yes.
She has organized some people, younger and older ones, to do some street art.
Yes, that's what I heard about. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, and it has been approved by our local board. What is brilliant. And I mean, it is, with other words, it's graffiti in a very nice way. Huh?
It's a modern expressive art.
It's brilliant.
Graffiti art is really... important way for young people to be able to express themselves these days.
And so that will be happening as well. So it starts at 12 o'clock with welcome. Then at 12:30 the Waiheke High School Jazz Band is playing. And then some other people are playing over the time of 4 hours.
Yep.
And we have Pat from the Lazy Lounge doing some DJing. I talked to Charlie Brown yesterday. He might be doing something as well in between all this action and skating. And, what is the other thing? We also have somebody mountain bike.
Oh, cool.
One of her, and I forgot her name, our policewoman. Do you know her name?
No.
She's actually quite well known. She's a real... On the bike, she will be doing some performances as well. She has changed her shift, so she will be there.
Okay.
What is brilliant. Yeah, it is a lot of support from different people, young people, older people, getting together, and that's the only way to work, huh?
Yeah,
if we do it together.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's a really clever way of changing it around, sort of giving the young people the opportunity to come up with the ideas themselves, but also to take ownership, I think is really
important.
Because often we think we're doing the right thing by organizing stuff for them, but in actual fact, they can do as good, if not better, a job, but also it's a good learning opportunity for them to see what works and what needs to go into planning an event or two.
And it's a good learning process for us as well.
Yeah, to trust them.
To trust them, to step back, and also to learn, you know, to listen what they actually have to say when they said, oh, this doesn't work, it's too much and it won't happen, it won't work.
Yeah.
Just to say, you are right. That's it. You know, we need to communicate and listen to each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you very much for coming into the studio.
No problem. And congratulations to your beautiful son. Wow.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, he is pretty amazing.
Anyway, so if you want to come along, 12 o'clock. So the
12
first,
o'clock?
The first performances are sort of at 12:30. But the street art will be happening most of the time, and
great.
Come along, some food, bring your kids, bring some, you know, hopefully. The weather forecast is good, isn't it?
Fingers crossed, yes.
Fingers crossed,
fingers crossed. Okay, well, thank you very much for coming in, and I wish you all the best for tomorrow and ongoing success with all the work. So thanks a lot.
Hi, this is the Top Twins, and we listen to Waiheke Radio. Bring it on.
Hi, that was the Top Twins there doing a little intro, and we have our final guests for the morning, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of us all round some microphones. We have some health workers here, our guests from Vanuatu, and one of you's from PNG. Yeah, fantastic. Right, let's try and get you all in front of those microphones. So that middle one there is, and if everybody wants to just gather around, so the black one there in the middle, yeah, that's the one. So pull that up a little bit. That's it, lovely. Okay, so all just speak really loudly, that's fine. Welcome to Waiheke, guys.
Thank you, welcome.
And yeah, just speak loudly, that's great. Yeah, so tell us a little bit, who'd like to tell us what it is you're doing here?
Thank you for having this chance to come to the Waiheke radio station.
You're welcome.
And this is our first time here in Waiheke Island, so we are very great to host us in this station. We are here as a community and public health students.
Yep.
Funded our study is funded by New Zealand government, and our coming to Waiheke is part of our training, and we are grateful that we have two of our teachers from Waiheke, which is Eleanor and John.
Cool. Okay. So you've just arrived today on Waiheke?
Yeah, this morning.
Yep. So how long have you been in the country? How long have you been in New Zealand? Somebody else wants to... they're all pushing you forward.
Well, we'll be here for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And we already spent 2 weeks, and this is our 2 weeks. So next Monday, we are starting our third week.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So tell us exactly what it is you'll be doing. Somebody else like to pop in? You want to come and tell us what it is you're going to be doing next week?
Next week we'll be continue with our management course, mm-hmm. and particularly visiting some of the health sector areas where they are planning for us to go there. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Great. So, what is it that you all do? Because you all have different jobs and different roles. What do you range from? What is it that you do over in Vanuatu, and one of you's in PNG?
Thank you. I think all of us who are here are all registered nurses.
Yep.
And we're male nurses.
You're male. You're not,
yes,
all male. We've got a female.
And
in the
we've
group.
Got a female nurse here who's from PNG.
Yep, okay.
And
so we've got the men from Vanuatu and the ladies from PNG.
Yes.
Great.
Thanks.
Okay, so you're all registered nurses. And what is it that you're hoping to experience? And would you like to come forward and talk? No, you're a little shy. That's okay. What is it that you'd like to learn whilst you're here? What do you think is going to be most important? Anything that you think, you know, or anything that you've learned so far that you're looking forward to taking back?
Our 6 weeks is very, very, very intensive.
Yes, I can imagine.
We've been doing project proposals, project management, and one of the objectives of the training is to expose awardees to various services that organizations are providing in New Zealand.
Mm.
So we've been visiting a lot of organizations that are working with the communities, and it is a very, very helpful tours that we are doing,
yeah,
so that we can see whatever we don't have it back home, and then we'll take it with us and try to implement it to help our people in our communities, yep, back in Vanuatu.
So you can use some of the models and... yeah, all of you, stop shoving him to the front. It's all... Come on now, you know you want to. So far, is there anything specific that perhaps you've learnt? I'm sorry, we haven't introduced everybody's name. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Chivi Mele, and I'm a registered nurse by provision, and I'm working back in the one of the province in Vanuatu, which is right up from the north.
Right.
Which is close to Solomon Islands.
Ah, okay. Okay. So is there anything specific that you feel that you've learned already or you've seen that you'll be able to take back into your community?
Yes. I mean, the program that we at the purpose of coming here is we have through the New Zealand High Commissioner in a program called Partnership Programs. Mm. And the reason behind coming here is just to come and see how our neighboring countries, how they treat the particular programs that we are running in our homes. And we have to share ideas and how do they go about these programs and if there are any chances that we could adopt and implement it back home, it would be a blessing to us. And that is why we are coming here to exchange or just to observe and see some of the programs that we are operating back at homes and to see if we could make a chance if there's something different that they are running the program, same programs in here like the one at home.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we can all learn from each other. It's not just a one-way street, is it? Mm. I'm sure there's plenty of experiences and knowledge that you've brought as well that you're sharing right back. So next week you've got the training course, and then are you going to come and speak? You don't have to if you don't want to. Don't worry. Is there anything else that you're actually particularly looking forward to, or anywhere that you're visiting?
Thank you. Yes, we during our visit here, we also looking for opportunities.
Yep.
That if we can exchange ideas or courses or upskill ourselves. So far we've been through some places like Manukau Institute of Technology.
Right.
And we find some ways that we can continue our career in nursing, or if we can change our career pathway. Thank you.
Lovely, thank you. That's great. Oh, you're ready now. Come on.
My name is...
We can't let the boys just have all the talking, can we? Your name is...
I'll introduce myself first. My name is Joyce Kaman. I'm from Papua New Guinea, and I'm a registered nurse. I've been here to Auckland for 2 weeks, and there's 4 more weeks to go. And, you know, we've learned a lot of things, health management program and meeting communities and all this. It's really interesting. And now we've been here to the island.
Yep.
Meeting communities. It's really nice, you know, meeting new people and communities. And we've learned a lot of people in here, especially in Auckland. So when we go back, we're going to improve the areas that we need to.
Yeah, absolutely. So you feel it's been really worthwhile already, and you've still got 4 weeks to go.
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. What a great opportunity for you guys to be able to come and do that. And so have you been staying in some nice places? Where are you guys staying?
We're staying in Queen Street. Quest Hotel, yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's great. So have you felt, is this the first time that you've been to New Zealand?
Yes.
Yeah.
For me, it's my first time.
Your first time, yeah. What's your name?
Wamili.
Wamili.
Yes.
And whereabouts do you work?
Whanuatu.
Yeah.
Whanuatu Family Health.
Great. And what area do you specialise in?
Youth Program Officer.
Youth Program Officer. Oh, cool. Okay, so you work with youth over there. Are you going to get to any, did you say youth?
Yeah.
Are you going to get any opportunities to see any youth groups here in New Zealand?
Yeah, we've been to a youth centre yesterday.
Great.
So I think I will do my intention there for 1 week.
Oh, brilliant. Yep. So you can focus there and get to watch the programme in more depth.
Sorry?
So you can focus there and watch it in more depth. You'll be there for a whole week?
Yep.
Fantastic. Oh, excellent. So you're enjoying New Zealand so far?
Yeah.
Great. So what are you guys up to? You have spoken. Is there anybody, have you all spoken now? Yeah, I think there's somebody hiding down there. Would you like to come up and tell us what you're doing for the rest of the day on Waiheke? The people listening will be really interested. And just introduce yourself.
Thank you. My name is Joe Firiam.
Yep.
I'm a registered nurse.
Yep.
I was a community health park in Home Island in Vanuatu.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And
today, I think we'll spend as much as possible to go around the island or look around the island.
Yeah.
And I believe we will have a chance to go in John's farm and pick up some olive.
Ah, okay, you're picking the olives.
And visit around the communities.
Great. Yeah. Okay, well, look, I wish you all the best, and I hope you have a great time here in New Zealand. Thank you so much for coming into the studio and talking to us. It's been really interesting, and I know the people of Waiheke really would like to welcome you and say have a great day. Thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, a weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.